Another question. I am the mother of boys who are beginning yeshiva. I read with interest the question about homosexuals. I've heard that homosexuality is quite prevalent in yeshivas, and I've heard horror stories of bad things happening between Talmidim and even between Rebbeim and Talmidim. I am very concerned that my boys should not be drawn into this unfortunate way of life. Does the rabbi have any suggestions? First of all, that homosexuality is quite prevalent in yeshivas is not a true statement. Yeshivas are in general a bastion of Torah observance, purity, and the Torah learning, and if these problems and others exist even in yeshivas, it is not a prevalent thing. It is something that is a deviance from the rule. But you're right. Even in the best places or whatever, things happen that are negative, and sins are committed even by good people and even by people who are well-meaning. What is considered real hardcore homosexuality and what is considered affection between members of the same sex, that is not to be confused many times with real homosexuality, which occurs in single-sex schools, also has to be taken in consideration. Not that it is something that is positive or something that is okay, but not every affection relationship between two boys or two girls is homosexual. What can you do? Pick a yeshiva that you know has good supervision and good people running it who are on top of the dormitory. If you can avoid sending your boys to a dormitory when they are in their formative years, especially during high school, even better. You should let your boys know what they should be on guard from and what kind of conduct is permissible by the Torah and what kind of conduct is not acceptable, and make them aware of what to be concerned about in things that go on around them. More than that, I don't think that you should have a phobia of, God forbid, putting your children into a dangerous situation by sending them to a yeshiva. As I said, yeshivas for the most part are bastions of holiness and purity, and you should be aware, though, that your boys should be protected from the aberrations and from the exceptions to the rule.